Good morning, witches. This is the Witch Daily Show, coming to you from New Orleans, with host Tanya Brown. Our episodes span about 20 minutes long to give you just a little pop of magic. So, tune in, take a deep breath, and enjoy.
Good morning, witches. It is March 20th, 2024. It is Wednesday. I am Tanya, and this is the Witch Daily Show. Today's episode is brought to you by Grimoire Society. So let's get your day going with a little magic. We are talking about pansies or violas, pansies. And there is quite a bit of folklore and legend around the pansy and mythology. And I think this is the most exciting part about talking about flowers. Yeah, the health stuff's fun and the magical stuff is fun. But for me, really, it is talking about the lore, the mythology. I think there's so much power there. And I genuinely feel like we could completely skip magical correspondences and just look at mythology and learn all that we need to know. So this comes to us from Hive Blog. I'm going to take a sip of my tea. Okay, so let's dig in. Both pansies and the related violets are related to Venus, the love goddess, and thus have been traditionally linked to love and love potions as a symbol of fertility and love. And that reflects in many of the numerous names. Violets, in fact, have been a symbol of consistency or constancy, whether pansies are more related with thinking about someone. According to Greek mythology, God Zeus fell in love with Io, the daughter of the river god. And when his jealous wife Hera was about to find him out, he transformed the girl into a white petal. The Zeus grew pansies for his lover, and the main petal represented the love triangle. Lore also says that at one time all pansies were white, but they were pierced by Cupid's arrow and they gained purple and yellow colors, becoming a potent ingredient for love potions. Similarly, Greek legend has it that it was previously white flowers that were worshipped by Eros. So to inhibit this worship, jealous Aphrodite colored them. So for those of you who don't know, Eros is the god of physical, like sexual love. Eros is intimacy, it's sexuality, it is passion, right? So if Eros was worshiping these white flowers, and Aphrodite, who's kind of different, right? They're both about love, but there are different types of love, right? Aphrodite is romantic love, and Eros is physical love. So I love that Aphrodite was like, no, and changed them. I think it's so funny to imagine a feud between Eros and Aphrodite. I think that's hilarious. We've already talked about the name pansy. Some old legends say that you can bewitch someone to love you if you sprinkle the juice of the flowers on the eyelids of a sleeping person and make sure you're the first person they see in the morning. In some European countries like Germany, they are called stepmothers, and the large petal is the mother, and the two side petals are the daughters. And the small petals are the stepdaughters. They also have omens attached. Legends say that if you plant pansies in the shape of a heart in your garden, your love will prosper. In Victorian England, people gave these flowers to each other to express romantic feelings. And in Slavic countries, it's believed they're not for the living, but the dead, and more often found in graves than gardens. Ooh, there is a legend of a girl called Anuita, who withered waiting for the fake promises of her beloved and died. And pansies grew on her grave, and the petals resembled a face with eyes ever waiting for the beloved that deserted her. This could have been linked to that belief. That's so interesting. Yeah, super, super cute. I love this. This is such a beautiful blog. Ugh. All right, witches. Moving into some headlines. This comes to us from AVClub.com. NBC declares sitcoms about witches are back, baby. After too many bewitchedless years, NBC has started development on Something Wicked. And this was actually a headline shared from one of our Discord members, Rivka Rosa Red. So thank you so much for sharing. I appreciate it. It's been a minute, give or take an obvious meta homage, like Disney's deliberately throwback WandaVision, since TV addressed that most basic of situational comedy situations, the one where a regular man is married to a magical witch. With the occasional exception, like Sabrina the Teenage Witch, not its Netflix revival, or Wizards of Waverly Place. Witchcraft has largely moved from comedy to TV into the realm of drama or action. Despite the fact, as the glory days of Bewitched once proved, having the ability to have your main character wiggle her nose and undo all the problems in less than a second can prove to be a pretty handy storytelling tool in the sitcom writer's toolkit. Well, someone has finally seen reason. Deadline reports that NBC has put into development Something Wicked, a new TV series that will see the very funny June Diane Raphael. From Grace and Frankie. Oh, I love her. Well, that's gonna be exciting. Oh, she would play a great witch. Which she's going to, I guess. Someone else thinks so too. Is gonna play a totally normal and standard sitcom heroine who also has the power to magically rewrite reality at a whim. Oh, I'm excited. This is gonna be really fun. Yay. Okay, witches, I'm going to throw this over to our moon correspondent, and after this break, we will talk more.
Hello to all of my astro friends. This is Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, coming at you with your daily moon mantra for Wednesday, March 20th. The waxing gibbous moon continues to hog the spotlight in Leo today. Here, the moon squares Jupiter. Jupiter in Taurus is trying to focus us and bring us down to Earth. But with the moon in Leo, we could be too concerned about what other people think, and this might be distracting us from our own task at hand. Just remember that no one else's 2 cents are going to help you pay your bills. You carry so much value in you just by existing in your power and your truth. Reclaim your worth so that you can reclaim your center and bring your attention back to what matters, getting your own. Your daily moon mantra is, you define your own life. Don't let other people write your script. This has been your Daily Moon Mantra with Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, signing off and reminding you that you are in charge of your own destiny.
Attention, witches! This is Nina Moreau broadcasting a special alert from the Grimoire Society. We ask that witches please remember to subscribe to the new monthly newsletter. While we love psychically sending you every spell, recipe, penny dreadful, and conjure advice that we have, spirit representatives have asked that we cease clogging up the ether. We have contracted a special team of messenger pigeons to deliver your monthly newsletter directly to your doorstep. For only $5, you can sign up for this elusive serial at www.thegrimoiresociety.com. Remember, this notice is for witches only. If you are not a witch and have somehow come across this broadcast, you will forget all that you've heard in 3, 2.
All right, we are back. So, we are talking about Ostara and different things you can do for Ostara. We touched on it briefly yesterday with like some really quick, easy for the busy witch who like doesn't have much time solo. But now we're going to talk about some other things you can do and possibly with groups, your family, with other people involved. So this comes to us from, again, LearnReligions.com and Patty Wingington. I'm pretty sure she's the only one who writes for LearnReligions.com, but her stuff is quality. So highly recommend. Again, setting up your Ostara altar. So again, it's a time of balance, right, and renewal. So you want to do like bright colors, fertility, flowers, tulips, pansies. All the flowers I've been talking about are season specific. So everything I've talked about works It works. What am I looking at right now? Oh my gosh, let me tell you about the bouquet I have in front of me right now. I really love flowers, and I actually really got into this because my friend Manda sometimes would buy us flowers, make little arrangements, and it was just a sweet little thing, and I'm really trying to keep that energy going. So once a month, I try to treat myself to a bouquet of flowers, and I really want to share the one I have in front of me right now. I'm going to tell you the scent is incredible, but this is peach carnations, peach roses, and mums. It is such a beautiful combination, and it has some eucalyptus. Is it eucalyptus I'm thinking of? But you see them in a lot of arrangements. It's just a really beautiful bouquet, and the scent is beautiful, and you're really using flowers seasonally to decorate your space, I think, is such a beautiful way to celebrate the earth. Next, you can do rituals again for welcoming in spring, balance. What do you want to cast out, right? What do you want to stay in the darkness as it leaves? What do you want to welcome in with light? What do you want to plant, right? So if you remember last time, what was it? Not Ostara, Imbolc. Imbolc, we talked about how it's like the planning holiday. You want to plan. Okay, what do I want to bring into this new world, right? Because the earth is still frozen at that time. So you can't really be actionable, but you can plan. Ostara is when you can start being actionable. You can start planting the seeds of that planning that you were doing, right? And so that's kind of really what you want to focus on, not even spiritually, but just mundanely. You could do rebirth rituals. Do you need to have a rebirth? Right? As we move out of darkness and into light, do you need to reinvent yourself, re-question things, change the narrative on some things? I shared Monday that like I'm going to start going to therapy to give myself a new chapter from a not great situation I'd been in, right? It's now's the time to go, okay, I'm ready to revitalize. Reborn. A really beautiful way you can do this, and we see this within a lot of religions, is to give yourself a spiritual name. You see this within Christianity, Catholicism, Judaism. A lot of people have like a religious name, and if that's something that's easy you can do that you feel like could really help with rebirth, I think that's a really beautiful thing to do. You can do a meditation. One thing I love about meditations, I prefer guided. I love a guided meditation. I just think they're really fun. And you can find a bunch of them on YouTube, which is really, really wonderful and free. So what else can you do? Oh, this is really cute. Lesser Banishing Ritual of the Chocolate Rabbit. Ostara is a time to celebrate spirituality and turning of the earth, but there's no reason we can't have a good time with it as well, states Patty from Learn Religions. If you got kids, or even if you don't, the simple rite is a great way to welcome the season using some things that are readily available in the discount stores at this time. Bear in mind, it's meant to be fun and a little silly. So if you don't think the universe has a sense of humor, like, you know, I'm a big fan of a sense of humor. I am not a believer witchcraft has to be serious all the time. But Patty here has a really cool little ritual called the Rite of the Chocolate Bunny. So if that's something you think you would be into, or maybe you would want to do with children, Google it, and I'm sure it'll come right up. You could do meditations for the earth. Remember, the earth is waking up, right? And I think maybe in the early morning, sitting by a tree and doing a meditation to tap into that awakenness would be really cool. You could do a blessing for Ostara. So there's a lot of things you can do. And tomorrow we're going to see what our listeners think. Something else you can do is color and dye eggs. This is really fun, right? We have color correspondences, and you can use color correspondences to do some eggs, do some intentions, and things like that. I've done that when I've done spells. I think the spell I talked about on Monday or Tuesday, I talked about how I put a goal inside of a blown out egg, and I dyed it. It was really fun. And then it was also really cool, crushing open the egg a year later and seeing the paper I used all dyed. That was really fun. Cleaning and clearing. Spring cleaning is another great tradition that is based around Ostara. So each year, it's a good time to give your home a good sweep, scrub, and get rid of old stagnant energy. Donate, recycle, throw away, clean out the nooks and crannies. A really great tip I heard once about like making sure you're cleaning really well is pretend like you're moving. I know. I just moved. It's like so stressful and ugh. But I really like that idea. Like take everything out of the cupboards, clean down the cupboards, right? Move everything from its spot. And I love that idea. Planting for Ostara, right? Planting seeds, blooms, and like using that to manifest. And then, of course, rich recipes, deviled eggs, roasted lamb, spring salad. And this is from kellymaze.com. I'll have a link. Yes, I love that idea. I love a good kitchen witch recipe for Ostara. On our Patreon, we shared a rhubarb cocktail that we borrowed from the Grimoire Society and Lizzie, the kitchen witch from TikTok. She wrote that for us, and I think that's a really fun one. I love rhubarb. I love rhubarb wine. I think that's a really fun one as well. All right, witches, we are wrapping up this episode of the Witch Daily Show. I want to give a shout out to listener Tammy Ann, Tammy, you noble, graceful seer. Kristen Northcutt, you fancy, talented garden nymph. Kelly Corrado, you rule-breaking, glorious starfish. And Stephanie Pinion, you Arcadian, brilliant fae queen. Thank you for so much for being Patreon supporters. I really appreciate it. And we do have some housekeeping. March 20th. So today, we will have Charmed Season 1, Episode 20, Witch Watch Wednesday on the Patreon. So you can go watch that. Basically, how it works is we watch the show together. During the commercial breaks, I give my thoughts, opinions, stuff I've looked up. I'll look up if the demon is based off a real thing, plus just my opinions on Charmed if you want to hear them. And it's just a really fun way to rewatch the show kind of together. And then April 15th, we're going to be doing like a live watch. So when we do Witch Watch Wednesdays, because we have so many live things with the Patreon, we have the live Witch chat, we have live show recording. I didn't want every Wednesday to be live because that's just a lot to expect from people to like schedule. But April 15th, we are going to be doing a live watch along all together through Zoom. And it's going to be, I think, Practical Magic. So it's going to work the same way where I pause during what would be the commercials and I'll give fun facts, tidbits, trivia, history, the real magic behind it. It's going to be a lot of fun, and it's going to be for everyone on the Patreon, everyone who is a Patreon member. And yeah, it's just really fun. I thought that would be a fun way to break up the Witch Watch Wednesdays Charmed, because Charmed is so long. I thought it'd be fun to, between seasons, we do a live movie watch. So super exciting. Let's see. Oh, we have a card pull. Our card today is Movement, the Eight of Clubs. Vines grow rapidly and bloom swiftly, now with nothing standing in their way. I like that. That feels very Ostara, right? It's this feeling of hope and obstacles being cleared. I like it. All right, witches, that's all I've got for you today. Don't forget any books, decks, headlines, sources, anything we talked about today can be found in the podcast episode description or witchpod.com. And we'll talk again tomorrow. Bye.
Witches, we hope you have a wonderful day, full of joy and gentleness and confidence. Links for this week's episodes, our website, Patreon, along with a free daily card pull can be found at witchpod.com. One stop for everything we talk about. Now, take one more deep breath and have a great day.